Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Actor Wesley Snipes has been released from a federal prison where he was serving a 3-year sentence after being convicted on tax charges in 2010. He'll be under house arrest monitored by the New York Community Corrections Office until July 19th. Jay-Z and Beyonce celebrated their 5th-year wedding anniversary in Cuba last week. Now at least 2 members of Congress want answers. U.S. representatives want information regarding the type of license they received, for what purpose, and who approved such travel. Despite the clear prohibition against tourism in Cuba, numerous press reports describe the couple's trip as tourism, and the Castro regime taunted it as such in its propaganda, read a letter sent to officials. Chris Brown's probation hearing has been delayed until June 10th. His attorney talked with the judge and prosecutor behind closed doors in his probation violation case. The date was delayed because his lawyers needed more time to look at additional discoveries in his case. Meanwhile, the LA County District's office is asking the judge to order him to restart his 1,400 hours of community service under the supervision of a Los Angeles probation officer. Lupe Fiasco had to stop his concert after an idol was thrown at him during his performance. While at the University of Cincinnati, someone in the crowd threw a glow stick at the rapper, hitting him in the head. In response, he had to cut the music and address the person who threw it. Lupe also let the crowd know that he had 4 black belts in martial arts. Rapper Too Short has been charged with 4 misdemeanors stemming from his recent DUI arrest when he tried and failed to make a last-minute escape by fleeing from police. While the felony drug possession charge was dropped, he was charged with 2 counts of DUI, 1 count of possession of a controlled substance, and 1 count of possession of marijuana. Congratulations are in order for actress Halle Berry and fiancé actor Oliver Martinez, who are expecting a child. I feel fantastic. This has been the biggest surprise of my life, to tell you the truth, she said in an interview with CNN. I thought I was past this point where this could be a reality for me. In the interview, she also said she didn't know if she was having a boy, as some media outlets have reported.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.